On a daily basis, the area attracts hundreds of visitors who are delighted by the idyllic scenery and thrilled by the stories and traditions associated with the place. At the same time, visitors take the opportunity to enjoy nature's beauties, exploring the various trails. Let us start with tradition. The area is associated with Petra Duromiu, that is, the Rock of the Greek, and by extension with the Greek hero Digenis Akritas. Basilios Digenis Akritas is the most renowned among the heroes of Akritic songs, that is, songs about frontiersmen. He is also the leading character of a narrative verse of 11th to 12th century known as the Epic of Digenis Akritas. The legend has it that Basilios was one of the Akrites, that is, the frontiersmen guarding the borders of Byzantium. The nickname Digenis, of dual parentage, was given to him because of his ethnic descent. His mother was a Byzantine general's daughter, and his father an emir from Syria. According to the Cypriot tradition, Digenis Akritas fought Charon in the Pentadactylos mountain range in northern Cyprus, or tried to protect the island against Arab incursions. In the course of these endeavours, he plucked an immense boulder from the range with his huge hand and catapulted it towards the southwestern shores. The mass of rock, which lies partly in the sea and partly on land, resembles the Pentadactylos rock structure. The wider area is associated with a second story. According to Greek mythology, it is the birthplace of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty, who came forth from Uranus's semen when Cronus castrated him and threw his testicles, the ameletida, unmentionables, as mentioned by Hesiod in his Theogony, into the sea. Thus Aphrodite rose from the foam, Aphros, of the sea. Zephyrus, the west wind, carried her to Cythera and then to the coast of Cyprus, hence her name, Cypris Aphrodite. Aphrodite protected love and every enamoured human being, and her favourite pastime was to incite gods to fall in love with mortal women. She loved creating intrigues and enmeshing gods in the nets of love, especially Zeus, who was forever getting involved in love affairs. Though married to Hephaestus, Aphrodite herself had extramarital affairs with other gods as well as with mortals. Homer's Iliad contains an account of a spicy incident with Ares, the god of war. Her biggest love was Adonis, who was killed by a wild boar. His death devastated her, and she took to the forests, where she wandered, beside herself with grief. From the drops of Adonis' blood sprouted red roses, and from Aphrodite's tears sprouted white anemones. Or, according to a different version, from his blood sprouted red anemones, anemone coronaria, a portent of his death, while from the goddess's tears, as many as her lover's blood drops, sprouted white roses. Aphrodite is a synonym of beauty, love, and fertility. The cult of fertility is deep-rooted in Cyprus, dating back to the Chalcolithic period, that is the 3rd millennium BC. In later periods, we observe an association of Aphrodite with the Phoenician goddess Astarte, and then we come across her again, immersed in the anthropomorphous ancient Greek religion, where she acquires her latest features. In the epoch of great migrations, especially from the 12th century BC onwards, Achaeans helped spread her cult. The Hellenistic period, 4th century BC, marks the first appearance in Cyprus of figures depicting Aphrodite as a nude and shapely goddess. Her cult lasted until the 4th century AD, but then the propagation of Christianity left no room for pagan religions. Aphrodite's cult thrived throughout the island. The great goddess, who was worshipped in the earliest sanctuaries in Cyprus in Kition, Palepaphos and Amathus, was the goddess of fertility, who protected all the fruits and products of the earth, including grains and copper. Hence, copper metallurgy workshops were found in the vicinity of her shrines. It was said that Aphrodite was the lover of her favourite priest, King Cinyras of Paphos, rich inventor of tools and of metallurgy. Homer called her Kypris, that's the goddess of Cyprus. The very name of the island, of unknown etymology, is at the root of the word for copper in many European languages. Cupro in Italian, cobre in Spanish, cuivre in French, and kupfer in German. This important goddess has many titles. Hesiod calls her Kyprogenia, Cyprus-born. Her other titles include Potnia, lady or mistress of Cyprus, Akrea, of the hills, of peninsulas, Pontia, of the deep sea, Urania, heavenly, Pandemos, of all the people, Engios, goddess of the spear, that is, armed, Aphrodidos, male Aphrodite, depicted as a bearded man, Adonea, mourning for Adonis, associated with the netherworld, Eleemon, merciful, compassionate, Chrysostephanos, crowned in gold. The Cyprus Tourism Organization, in cooperation with the Department of Antiquities, has created the Aphrodite Cultural Route, which links areas and sites associated with the goddess across Cyprus. Sites located fairly close to Petra Doromiou include New Paphos, the Lemba Chalcolithic settlement, Hieroskipu, formerly the goddess's sacred garden, and the sanctuary of Aphrodite, known across the Hellenic world, at Kuklia, in the area of ancient Paphos known as Palais Paphos. Numerous plants and seashells are also associated with this exceptional goddess. Some of the plants include the wild rose, Rosa canina, the goddess's favourite rose, thanks to its scent. The pomegranate, Punica granatum, symbol of fertility and prosperity. Oregano, Origanum dictamus, with medicinal properties, the goddess used it to treat the wounds of Aeneas, hero of the Trojan War. The Narcissus, Narcissus poeticus, the young Narcissus spurned the love of the nymphs because he fell in love with his own reflection, and the goddess punished him by turning him into a plant. The myrtle, Myrtus communis. It was behind a myrtle that Aphrodite hid her nudity after her birth. The anemone, Anemone coronaria, symbolizing Adonis's blood. The tamarisk, Tamarix, symbol of beauty and youth. Some of the seashells associated with Aphrodite belong to the families of Astartidae, Cardidae, Cypraedidae, and Veneridae. For trekking fans, the Department of Forests has inaugurated a nature trail which connects with the E4 long-distance European trail. It starts above the tourist pavilion and leads to a vantage point to the northeast of Petra Turomiu, 2 kilometres away. Across from the pavilion, a subterranean passage leads safely down to the coast and Petra Turomiu. The Department of Forests has also created the Randi Park, at a distance of 1 kilometre to the west, which offers many trails one can follow to explore the area, or alternatively, a bench where you can rest your feet and simply admire the view. The area around Petra Turomiou, and in general the stories associated with Aphrodite, have inspired many an artist, poet and painter since antiquity. Italian Renaissance painter Sandro Botticelli has rendered in his particular style and palette The Birth of Venus, a painting in the Museum of Florence. The local tradition suggests that whoever swims naked around Petra Turomiou at midnight under a full moon will gain immortality and eternal youth.